we conduct surveys, in regions throughout the world, and in every country that we work with local researchers, local research organizations that know how to do this work, speak all the right languages, know how to draw a proper sample, et cetera. And in most countries, we do face-to-face interviews. In the U.S. and Western Europe, Japan, we do telephone surveys. But for the most part, in most places where we work, these are face-to-face, in-person interviews.
And sort of the headline coming out of this is, guess what? People are really doing social networking, aren't they?
They really are, all around the world. I think it's pretty striking, especially given the fact that this is still a pretty young technology, how many people all around the world are participating in social networking. And you see it in relatively wealthy countries, which we might expect, places like the U.S. and Western Europe. But you also see it in a lot of middle-income, even low-income countries. And in particular, what I think you see in these middle-income, low-income countries is that once people have access to the Internet, once they go online, they're quite likely to then engage in social networking. If you look at places like Poland, Russia, Brazil, the vast majority of people who say they use the Internet tend to say they use it for social networking. Even in the two African countries that we surveyed, Kenya, Nigeria, you don't have a lot of Internet users there, but the ones who do use the Internet, tend to engage in social networking.
And particularly, if you're trying to reach out to young people, and this is almost in every single country that you looked at, if you're trying to reach young people, this is the way to do it, isn't it?
It really is. There are just some striking age gaps in this data. People who are under the age of 30, much more likely than 30 to 49-year-olds to say they use social networking, and in turn, even more likely than those who are 50 or older to say they use social networking. So pretty much every country that we surveyed, there's a notable age gap, and clearly this is a technology that's especially popular among younger people. Although, in many countries, we do see significant numbers of people, especially in the middle age group, saying they use social networking as well.
Mm. One of the things that's mostly striking, and right on the front page of your report, we'll have the report linked up on federalnewsradio.com so people can find it nice and easy. But number one is the United States, which, doesn't probably surprise too many people. But tell us who the number two on the list is.
Number two in this survey is Poland, which is a pretty, interesting fact, I think, out of this. And what you see in Poland, and you see this pattern somewhat elsewhere as well, is that, not as many people in Poland have or use the Internet as you see in the U.S. or in Britain or, Western Europe. But among those who do, the vast, vast majority do go online. So, social networking has really taken off there among people who use the Internet. And you see that to some extent elsewhere as well, but you really see it in Poland.
One of the other really fascinating parts that the survey really shows is in places where there isn't, where computers aren't everywhere, well, cell phones are just becoming almost the way to reach out to folks.
Well, we've asked about cell phone ownership over the last several years, and it really is impressive how much it's increased over time, especially if you go back to a survey we conducted back in 2002. Comparing that data to this data, you really see the extent to which cell phones have spread all over the world. I'll give you a couple of examples. Back in 2002, 8% of Russians said they owned a cell phone. Today, that's 82%. Kenya, it was 9% 8 years ago. It's up to 65% today. So we see similar increases like that in regions throughout the world. So you can really tell that cell phones have become just more and more common everywhere.
We're talking to Richard Wyke. He is author of the new report just out from Pew. It's called Global Publics Embrace Social Networking. As I say, we have it linked up, DoraBeckInsider.com. Two other gaps that I wanted you to talk about. One is the gender gap, because we often hear that there's a gender gap in some of these tools. Did you find that?
We didn't see big gender gaps consistently across this data. And when you're asking about technology usage, you know, it exists here and there. In some countries, you'll see a bit of a gender gap, but not a consistent pattern of you know, either men or women being more likely to say they use the internet, for example.
Mm-hmm. And education, you also looked at the question of are more educated people more or less likely to use these tools, and you found?
Well, we found that pretty consistently across the countries where we surveyed, the more educated are more likely to use these various technologies. They're more likely to say they use the internet, more likely to say they use a cell phone, et cetera. So, you know, it's pretty interesting how engaged people are around the world, regardless of education, but it's especially true that the well-educated are engaged in all these various technologies.
Oftentimes when you're reading through these, and particularly when you're doing them, there's some statistic or some number that just really, you go, really? Did you have any of those aha moments while you were pulling together this this data?
Well, I think that, and I don't know if there's any one number that really jumps out to me, but I think that it's the patterns that really jump out to me. You know, the degree to which cell phone usage, internet usage, computer usage has increased over the last few years. Yeah. I don't think it's so surprising that we see this trend, but to the extent that these numbers have really jumped up over the last 8 years is pretty impressive. And then the second thing I would say is just the extent to which social networking has become popular around the world, particularly in emerging nations, middle, low-income nations. The extent to which this technology has spread quickly and the extent to which people have started using it in many, many countries and many, many regions, I think is really striking.
So what do you hope people take away from this?
Well, I hope they take away from this a realization of the extent to which social networking is really a global phenomenon, and the degree to which and the speed with which technology usage is spreading all over the globe. I think that, again, these are trends that we kind of know about, but when you conduct a survey like this and really see the numbers, I think it really grabs your attention and you realize how much it's true that these things are spreading all over the world.
And the reason I was fascinated, our audience mostly feds or government contractors, but there seem like there's real implications for government if you're trying to reach out both here in the United States but also around the world. As you try and reach out to folks, guess what? This has to be in your arsenal of tools.
I think that's right. You know, certainly people who are engaged in public diplomacy, engaged in outreach of all sorts, have started turning towards social networking and thinking about social networking over the last couple of years. And I think what our data would say would be that, you know, this is definitely a good way to reach people in many parts of the world, especially young people who are turning to this more and more as a way to get information.
And share information in pretty miraculous ways. We talked earlier about Poland being number two on your list. Number three is Britain, South Korea, France. The one that really surprised me, because way down the list, not way down the list, but relatively low down the list, Germany.
Germany stands out, and so does Japan to some extent, as a place that has a large number of people who say they go online, but and a relatively small number of people compared to other sort of economically advanced societies who say they use social networking. And I'm not sure that I fully know the reason why social networking appears to have not caught on there as much as elsewhere. Some of your listeners may have some ideas, but it's certainly true that although they have access to the internet, Germans are a little bit less likely than others to say that they go to social networking websites.